Noise and smells were everywhere. The shrieks of servant girls being groped were drowned by the banging of mugs, skillets, dishes and platters on trestles. Shouts to make way for venison pies, so big it took four men to carry them to the top tables. Barking, snarling and yelping of dogs as they fought over scraps or were kicked from the benches. Hundreds of people conversing at the tops of their voices, infants bawling and mothers singing to them, all added to the din that signified supper in the great hall. And the smell. Meats, fish, stale wine, small ale, sweat, flatulence, fog-sodden wool, candle fat and wood smoke hung over the assembly like a toxic cloud. Jean Lebrun did what he had been doing ever since he arrived here. He ignored everything going on around him and concentrated on getting more food on his stale crust than his neighbours. That is, until he felt the hand on his shoulder. Only another worse-for-wear diner, fighting his way through the crowd to go outside for a piss, or so he thought. Then the fingers on the hand tightened. Jean looked up into the expressionless face of a man in his 20s. Dressed in the fashion adopted by most of the squires and younger knights of the court, his aristocratic features were pale under a tonsured head of black hair. His only adornment was a golden cross hanging from his belt. He lowered his head to Jean's ear. "Master Lebrun, come with me."